alone. Practical way to self-realization. Do not have an immortal self. God of divine. Live at peace. Feel and realize thy divine nature. Thou art the master of your destiny. Do not be discouraged when sorrows, difficulties and tribulations manifest in the daily battle of life. Draw courage and spiritual strength from within. There is a vast inexhaustible magazine of power and knowledge within. Learn the ways to tap the source. Dive deep within. Sink down. Plunge in the sacred waters of immortality. The holy Trivani within. You will be quite refreshed, renovated and unified when you go to the divine source and realize I am the immortal self or Atman. Understand the laws of the universe. Move tactfully in this world. Learn the secrets of nature. Try to know the best ways to control the mind. Conquer this mind. Conquest of mind is really conquest of nature and the world. Conquest of mind will enable you to go to the source of soul power. And you can then realize, I am immortal self or Atman. Do not murmur. Do not grumble when troubles and sorrows descend upon you. Every difficulty is an opportunity for you to develop your will and to grow strong. Welcome it. Difficulties strengthen your will, augment your power of endurance, and turn your mind towards God. Face with a smile. In your weakness lies your real strength. You are invincible. Nothing can harm you. Conquer the difficulties one by one. This is the beginning of a new life, a life of expansion, glory and divine splendor. Aspire and draw, grow, expand, build up all positive, virtuous qualities with daily sympathy, namely fortitude, patience and courage that are dormant in you. Start a new life, tread the spiritual path and realize I am the immortal self or Atman. Have a new end vision, arm yourself with discrimination, cheerfulness, discernment, alacrity and understanding spirits. A glorious, brilliant future is inviting you. Let the past be buried. You can work miracles. You can do wonders. Do not give up hope. You can destroy the harmful effects of unfavorable planets through your will force. You can command the elements and the nature. You can utilize the effect of evil influences and the antagonistic dark forces that may operate against you. You can change the unfavorable circumstances into best possible ones. You can nullify destiny. Many have done this. You can also do so. Accept. Recognize, claim thy birthright now, thou art immortal self or Atman. Determination and self-reliance are very necessary for success in self-realization. In Mundaka Upanishads you will find, this Atman cannot be attained by one who is destitute of strength, without earnestness, or by penance, without mark. But if a wise man strives after it, by those means, then he self-enters into Brahman. Fearlessness is an important qualification for an aspirant. One should be prepared to renounce this life at any moment. Without renunciation of this little sensual life, the eternal spiritual life cannot be attained. Abhayam comes first in the daily sympathy or divine qualities that are enumerated in the Gita. A timid man or a coward dies several times before he actually dies. When he has once decided to take the spiritual practices, stick to it tenaciously at any cost, nay, at the risk of your life. Come what may, be bold, stand up. Realize the truth, proclaim it everywhere, thou art the immortal self or Atman. Destiny is your own creation. You have created your destiny through thoughts and actions. You can undo the same by right thinking and action. Even if there is an evil or a dark antagonistic force attacking, you can diminish its force by resolutely denying the existence of evil or resolutely turning your mind away from it. Thus, you can disarm destiny. You once thought, I am the immortal self or Atman. You neutralize all evil forces demon influences of all London and Paris and will infuse in you courage and inner spiritual strength. Wrong thinking is the root cause of human suffering. Cultivate right thinking and right acting. Work unselfishly in terms of unity with Atma Bhav. This is right action. The right thinking is when you think I am the immortal self or Atman. There is no such thing as sin. Sin is only a mistake. Sin is a mental creation. The baby soul must commit some mistake during the process of evolution. Mistakes are your best teachers. The idea of sin will be blown in the air if you think I am the immortal self or Atman. Don't say karma, karma. My karma has brought me like this. Exact. Do purushartha, do tapas. Concentrate, purify, meditate. Don't become a fatalist. Don't yield to inertia. Don't move like a lamb. Roar like a lion of Vedanta. See how Markandeya, who was destined to die at his 16th year, became a Chiranjeevi, an immortal boy of 16 years, on account of his tapas. Also note how Savitri by her tapas brought back to her life her dead husband. How Benjamin Franklin and the late Sir T. Muthuswami Iyer of Madras Bells elevated themselves. Remember, my dear Niranjan, that man is master of his destiny. Vishwamitra Rishi, who was a Kshatriya Raja, became a Brahma Rishi like Vasishtha and even created a third world for Prasenku by his power of tapas. Rogratanagar became the sage, Valmiki through tapas. Rose, Jagai and Madai of Bengal became highly developed saints. They became the disciples of Gauranga. What others have done he can also do. There is no doubt of this. He can also do wonders and miracles if he applies yourself to spiritual sadhana, tapas and meditation. Read the book Power to Power by James Allen. With interest and attention, you'll be inspired. Draw the program of your life. Follow the 20 important spiritual instructions and 40 golden tools. Read my book Sure Ways for Successful Life and God Realization. Adhere to the spiritual routine. Apply yourself with zeal and enthusiasm to sadhana. Become a naistic brahmachari. Be steady and systematic in your spiritual practice. Shine in your own gate, pristine, very glory. Become a jivan mukta. Remember, thou art the children of immortality. Hey, Sonia, be your immortal self. Be bold. Be cheerful. Though you are down and out, though you have nothing to eat, though you are clad in rags, the essential nature is such dharma, existence absolute, knowledge absolute, and bliss absolute. His outer cloak is not a physical suit. His illusory male production, smile, whistle, laugh, jump, dance in joy and ecstasy. Sing Om Om Om, Ram Ram Ram, Sham Sham Sham, Shivoham Shivoham Shivoham, Soham Soham Soham, come out of this cage of flesh. The word now this perishable body. The word immortal self Atman. The word sexless Atman. The word is son of king of kings, an emperor of emperors, Brahma who punishes the Atman who dwells in the chambers of your heart, away your heart. Act as such, feel as such, play with your birthright now from the very second. Feel as such, recognize, realize, not from tomorrow or the day after, but right now from the very second. Such a mercy is the word that was Naranjan, for the immortal self or Atman. Remember, courage is thy birthright and not fear. Peace is thy divine heritage, not restlessness. Immortality but not mortality. Strength but not weakness. Health but not disease. Bliss but not sorrow. Knowledge but not ignorance. You are the architect of your own fate and fortune. You are the master of your own destiny. You can do and undo things. You can attain brotherhood by right thinking, right feeling, and right acting. You can take all the bodily habits by the power of will. You can destroy wrong samskaras, unholy desires, wrong imaginations. You can build new habits. You can change your nature. You can build a beautiful character. You can move the whole world by a spiritual force. You can elevate others also to a status of divinity. You can control the force of nature. You can command the universe. Rely on your own self. Do not be credulous. Be not in any backwards. You are really wrong, I said, the soul, that promptings of the pure conscience. You're not a slave, you're not cellularly bucky, you're not the immortal self. Destroy the inferiority complex. Draw power, courage, strength from within you. Be free. Have no blind faith. Reason out carefully and then accept anything. Do not be carried away by blind, subdued emotions. Subdue them. Do not be intolerant. Expand. There's a master magazine of power and knowledge within you. It deals with vision. In the whole mysteries of the self will be revealed unto thee. The darkness of ignorance will be dispelled by the light and knowledge of the self. Constant meditation on the Atma is the master key to open the realms of knowledge. I again hear the gist of Vedanta in a few lines. Taste the rampant nectar and find immortality, eternal bliss and perennial joy. Is the goal of life? Is the end of existence? Karma Yoga and Upasana will prepare you to realize this highest goal. Try to lead a life of non-attachment, discipline your mind gradually. No one is free from pains, diseases, struggles and difficulties. You will have to rest in your own soul, the blissful Atman, the source and support for this life. You will have to remember your own divine nature. There alone you will gain the strength to face the difficulties of life. There alone you will have balanced mind. You will not be affected by external bodily influences and unpleasant discordant vibrations. Regular meditation in the morning will give you new strength and inner life, perennial joy and unalloyed bliss. Practice this, feel this, despite your adverse stormy conditions. Gradually you will grow spiritually to the current self-realization eventually. Your present ailment is a karmic temptation. It has to come to make you remember him more and more, to instill mercy in your heart, to strengthen you, and to enable you to develop power and endurance. Kunti prayed to God to give her all these adversities so that she could remember him always. Sattva rejoice in suffering more. Disease, pain, scorpions, calamities, etc. are messengers from God. Your bhakta welcomes them with a cheerful countenance. He never bends. He says once more, I am thine, my Lord. Thou doest everything for my own good. Where there is a room for lamentation and despair, my dear Niranjan, the Lord dear to the Lord, there is a little way he gives for us. If he wants to take anyone to his side, he takes away all money. He removes his dear kitchen king. He destroys all his precious temples so that his mind may fully rest at his lotus feet. Bears everything with a smiling, cheerful countenance. Understand his mysterious ways. See God in everything. In every face, out of sight but not out of mind, we are closer when we move physically at distance. Let us dwell in our heart. Krishna suddenly hides himself so that Radha and the gopis might thirst for him more eagerly. Sing like Radha, thirst like gopis for his vision. Krishna's grace is boundless and he is the immortal sun. Forget now the fruit bearer of Vrindavan and thy solace and the joy of devotee. The all-merciful God resides in the chambers of your heart. He is quite close to you, you are forgotten him. But he still cares for you. Produce all his blessings in disguise. He wants to mold your body and mind as fit instruments for his unhampered play or leela. He ministers and attends to your wants in a better manner than you yourself will do. Keep the load down that you are carrying on your shoulder unbecilely on account of your egoism. Give up your self-created responsibilities and be a perfect ease. Have perfect faith in him. Do total unfettered self-surrender. Run to him now. He is waiting with outstretched hands to embrace you. He will do everything for you. Believe me, take my word for it. Open your heart to him quite freely like a child. All miseries will come to an end. See unto him at least once with power sincerely. I am thine, my Lord. All is thine. Thine will be done. The glorious of separation is vanishing now. All miseries, troubles, worries and disease melt away. He will become one with the Lord. Feel that the whole world is your body, your own home. Never can destroy all barriers of separate man from man. Idea of superiority is ignorance and delusion. Ishara, Shivam, Saman, Dhamana, Vishwaprem, all embracing, all inclusive love. Unite with all, separation is death. Unity is eternal life. The whole world is Vishwabrindavan. Feel that this body is a moving temple of God. Wherever you are, whether at home, office, know you are the temple of God, young, working of offering unto the Lord. Feeling that all beings are a vision of God. Transmute every work into yoga or an offering unto the Lord.
Akasa, Sakshi Bhav, if you are a student of Buddha. Rosa Bhav, if you are master in the path of Bhakti. He is the God who works through your hands. The one power works through all hands. See through your eyes, hear through all ears. You will become a changed being. You have a new angle of vision. You will enjoy the highest peace and bliss. May the self-effulgent Buddha guide you with all your activities, wishing you joy, peace and immortality. Om Shanti, thy own self, Shri Ananda.